Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Megan with the American Legion. Some fashion advice for me this week. Talk to me a little bit about why I need to consider wearing the color red this week.
So Red Friday is a day for Americans to show support for our deployed military men and women by wearing red. It's a statement to show our brave men and women that we're thankful for all they do. And we're combining it with the American Legion Child Welfare Foundation's 2017 red shirts, which our program raises money to support other organizations that do great things for children throughout the United States. We give approximately $800,000 or more dollars in grants to other organizations every year. We're just trying to promote Red Friday.
Well, I couldn't think of a better cause. And frankly, red's one of my colors. So I got no problem trying to wear some red. It was interesting when I heard about Red Friday that the current use of Red Friday in this campaign that we're talking about right now. Talk to me about where Red Friday began and how it was almost kind of a hoax.
Yes. So Red Friday was originally an email hoax after 9/11. And instead of fading out, Americans embraced the idea of Red Friday to show troops that we as a country stood behind them. It's not a political statement or anything. It's simply a statement to show the brave men and women that we are thankful for everything they do.
Indeed. And in fact, I'll paraphrase a little bit, but I got an email discussing Red Friday, and I liked the wording of it because it said it's a day for Americans to show support for our deployed military men and women. But it symbolizes, and this is, you know, kind of an uncomfortable but real fact, that it represents the blood spilled by brave men and women of the United States military and as a reminder of their sacrifice. And, you know, I don't think we've had a year where there hasn't been some bloodshed in support of freedom.
Absolutely. And we want them to know that no matter, you know, how many of them are over there, we're still supporting them and want their families to know that we're here for them as well.
And there's also something we can do to kind of more than just say, you know, a Facebook status or, you know, put out a meme or something. We can actually roll our sleeves up here, open up our wallets and do a little something. Talk to me about how we can get our hands on a red shirt.
So if you would like a American Legion Child Welfare Foundation red shirt to wear in order to promote Red Friday, you can simply get a hold of myself or my secretary here at the American Legion National Headquarters. I can give you the phone number, or you can mail us in a donation of $10, and we will get you a shirt.
Outstanding. And again, that number, if you're listening to this in podcast form, you can call 317-630-1202. And you can also, I imagine, find information about this or a link to this on your website, correct?
Absolutely. www.legion.org.
Legion.org. Outstanding. Well, a great fashion choice, red, a power color, if you didn't know this. In fact, did you know that psychological studies indicate that women can be even stronger when wearing red?
I did.
The colleague of mine reminded me that, like, you could have a woman, like, holding something in her arm straight out, and if she were to be looking at the color red, her arm would be very difficult to push down. Whereas for a man, if we're looking at the color red, it actually... We become a little weaker. It's like our kryptonite, if you will, or something.
Nice.
It's a power color for you. And this week, it should be the color that everyone wears. Thank you very much for taking a minute with me. And hopefully we can get everybody adorned in red on Friday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, again, you can wear the red on Friday to show your support for the military, and that is always appropriate. You can also do a deeper dive if you want, and I'm doing that now, looking at the Child Welfare Foundation's website itself, cwf-inc.org. And the grants that they're responsible for are helping children in so many ways. There's programs they're supporting to help make adoption easier, Things for Autism, and even groups like the National Children's Cancer Society are benefited by the work done by the Child Welfare Foundation. Grants to help backpacks to provide comfort for chronically ill teens. They help make possible organizations that bring music to kids' lives and actually personalize songs just for the kids battling these vicious diseases. So love, respect, and honor the military by wearing red this Friday. And if you're able to give, Google search the American Legion Child Welfare Foundation. I'm Phil Briggs for ConnectingVets.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.